News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Do we need an M50 Mark II, an outer orbital route, to take some of the pressure off the congested M50? To debate this, we're joined by John Curran, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Midwest, and Eamon Ryan, leader of the Green Party. John Curran, give us the argument for an outer orbital route.
Well, Shane, for the last number of years, we've seen very, very significant increase in traffic volumes on the M50. As far back as 2016, we saw that the traffic volumes were, I suppose, 4 or 5 years ahead of projections. And if you look at where traffic is coming from, if you go this morning out the N4, the N7, go back to Rathcoole, very, very significant volumes of traffic coming in to access the M50, which is only 6 miles away from O'Connell Street. And I'm suggesting it's time that we do a detailed analysis to plan for the future with an orbital route that would follow the line of the M50, but further west of it.
OK, Eamon Ryan, the traffic demand requires this extra road.
We have to stop chasing this dragon. This building more and more roads is going to solve our traffic problem. It's not. It's going to bring more and more cars onto roads, which is going to ultimately lead to more gridlock. We have to invest in public transport. We have to bring in life back close to the centre of our cities and stop the outward sprawl. We're using huge resources in time every day, people stuck in cars, but we're also not using our resources. We've got schools in older areas which can't get enough students. We have all our investment in facilities in existing centres. That's where we should be bringing people into, by providing cycling facilities, public transport, pedestrian facilities. The last thing we need to do is build more roads. Unfortunately, that's what we're still doing. Fine Gael have 63 major road projects which they're advancing. There's only 3 major public transports on the go. If we're to relook after those areas outside Dublin, we should build the rail line to Navan, which has been promised for decades. We should have built the Dart interconnector, which would have, for the people in Naas and Newbridge and all those towns outside Dublin, would have given them a really proper, high-quality, fast public transport system. We should spend the money on that, not on yet more roads.
OK. John Curran, public transport, not more roads.
No, we need both. If anything, we've seen in the last number of years, public transport year on year has grown significantly. Every single year, passenger numbers on public transport has grown. And at the exact same time, the volume of traffic on the M50 has grown by 7 or 8% per annum. And we need to look to the future. Eamon is right. We need to look at, you know, where the sprawl is occurring and whatever. But we have a real challenge. We are facing for the next couple of decades a growing population. And they will not all be housed in Dublin city centre. In my own area, we have 2 strategic development zones being built out, one in Adamstown with upwards of 10,000 housing units, a second one being planned in Clonburris with 8,500 housing units. Mm. And while public transport will have a role to play, that doesn't get away from the fact that half of our public transport is bus-based and require roads in any event. And if Eamon wants to talk about stopping the sprawl, the reality is that people today are travelling from places like Naas and beyond.
Okay. Eamon Ryan.
And they need access to those roads and they need them first, today.
Okay, Eamon Ryan, on that point, I don't think anyone would disagree with you about urban sprawl, but to borrow a phrase from Eddie O'Sullivan, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. These developments are built. People are living out in the commuter counties. The density doesn't allow for public transport in a lot of cases. They are driving, and you have to provide infrastructure for.
Oh no, this is a critical moment where those new people, young people, people coming into the country go. Firstly, a lot of them should go to Cork, Galway, Waterford, and Limerick. There's no public transport plans for any of those cities, and they're cities that seem as a massive sprawl outwards again and an empty core. There's only 3% of people in Limerick live within the historic city. We should create that as an urban place where
absolutely
people
all
go
good
to live.
Points. Same in Waterford, same. All fine point, but the M50 is the biggest road, the busiest road in the country by a country mile, and it is jam-packed.
I was there with the start of the widening of the M50. It was planned back in 2000, and I remember the chief engineers and the Dublin Transportation officers and elsewhere said, whatever you do, don't widen the M50 first. Whatever you do, build the metro first and build the Dart interconnector.
Oh, you're not seriously arguing they shouldn't have extended the M50.
We should have built the public transport first.
But
we should have built the public transport first, and we didn't build any of it.
Okay, John Kern.
And making the same mistake again, which is what Fine Gael are doing, would not help.
Let John Kern come in.
And Fine Gael Falking.
Eamon, let John Kern come in.
Sorry.
We've already built a very substantial motorway network in this country. And one of the missing pieces is when traffic comes on any of the main roads into the Dublin area, be it the N4, the N7, and right across, the problem is they have to get as far as the M50, which is much too close to the city centre, when many of those cars are not going onto the city centre. Mm. They're using it as an orbital route.
Okay, all right, Eamon.
In a country where we're still short on money in terms of what we invest in, and critically short of engineers to design it, what are we doing? We are using our engineers to widen all the approach roads to Dublin. The N7, the N11, N4, N3, N2 are all being widened. And in the middle of Dublin, we're taking away people's front gardens because all those cars are coming in. This madness has to stop. It does not work. It does not work in terms of the climate targets we have to meet. It does not work in terms of people spending hours every day stuck in cars, stuck in traffic. Building more roads will only make that worse. It's about time we learnt that lesson.
John, I'll give you the last word, John Kern.
We've already built the road structure. The people are living in the houses in the different communities. Yes, public transport has a role to play, but we need to look for the next generation. The M50 is at a standstill. If there's an accident on the M50, it doesn't just bring the M50 to a standstill, but all the other roads servicing it. It is time that we took a practical look at this and genuinely considered an outer orbital to accommodate some of this traffic. Okay. We can't go back to leaving it as it is.
Okay, we'll leave it there. John Kern, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Midwest, and Eamon Ryan, leader of the Green Party. Thanks to both of you for joining us.